Time for emergency traffic. What a day. Ricky Meese.
Yeah, we're going to start in Utah County. Now, here's the good news. The street sweeper is out. They are still trying to mop up what's left of this mess. Southbound traffic I-15 in Linden at the overpass at about 200 South. That's a very good sign. That means they're in the final cleanup stages, and most of the other vehicles involved in the crash have left. But with those two left lanes still blocked, we still have stop-and-go speeds back to 5th East American Fork. Very good news for northbound drivers on I-15. The accident that had been blocking the left lanes of traffic, approximately 6500 South, that has been cleared. All lanes are open. Those delays stacking back to 123rd South. Mark?
Not completely delay-free, but the East Belt so far is fairly light drive coming down from Holiday through expected construction and delays later this afternoon. The West Belt looks like a good opportunity for you right this second. Southbound I-15 is not even that bad through the valley. South Salt Lake, it's sluggish in spots down to Sandy. Up north in Davis County, don't see any major delays on I-15, but we are starting to dip in speeds briefly just past 200 north in Kaysville. At Performance Ford Lincoln Bountiful, they go further as Utah's number one Ford dealer with a large selection of Fords. They'll put a smile on your face, every customer, every vehicle, every day. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.